CBA Mobile.
For CBA, NZOTR. Shows people got good judgment, they don't want to talk to you.
I was just thinking about taking the radio out of the vehicle, you know, so. Oh, me. Tell ya. Yeah, well, I guess I really don't blame them.
How you doing, Dave? I was just headed out the door, and I felt sorry for you, and so I come back and asked Bernice if it was okay, and she said she didn't care. I just finished putting a turnbuckle on a piece of 8-inch wire, stranded wire, that steel wire, that's coated in clear plastic, and that's going to support my coax that I got to run down to the field back there to replace the coax to the superloop. I've been trying to stay out of the sun, but I've been in it for a little bit there.
I have been out in the sun as well. I was at the sports club using the ball machine, and I was there an hour and a half, and trying to learn how to hit my backhand with the new form that the pro has been showing me, so we'll see. I'm not going to say much more about that.
But you'd retire. Now you're working on a production line producing balls. You said you're on the ball machine. And I was just wondering how many balls you produced today. That just don't sound like any fun on a Sunday. This is a day of rest.
Resting. I was recreating. I was having fun, except for the time when the two times that I couldn't get the ball machine to work. Turns out you can't set the duration on the feed to the lowest setting or it won't work. But nobody told me that, so guy had to come over, and he came over the second time, and we figured it out. I figured it out. I said, well, you know what? I changed the speed. I said, let's turn it up just a little bit and see what happens, and sure enough, that was it.
All else fails, follow instructions, you know. Well, I'm going to take this 175 feet of coax down there and start to hook it up to the ballon and start feeding it back and see if I got it about the right length. I hope so. I don't want to have to replace those PL-259s on there, Dave. I'll tell you for sure. It's hot and sultry out there, and but, you know, you've been out in the pasture out back, I call it, and it's nice and shady out there because the sun's already over to the west a little bit.
It could be, it could be a lot worse. Yeah, it was fairly pleasant. I mean, I got a good workout, but I finally switched to my forehand, which I can hit fairly well, I would say, with some effort, and it's a good workout just hitting my forehand. So I had to switch to my forehand because I was rubbing a blister on my on my thumb using the grip that I'm using, which is a different grip than it is for the forehand. Anyway, oh, the woes of tennis. You know, I just have to put a little wrap there next time, and won't be a problem, but what the heck. So I hope you get your antenna up and going.
Dave, I'll get it. I just know that I can't work very much at a time, and I got to work slow. I was on the ladder for just a few minutes out there putting the turnbuckle on just now so I can tighten that cable up so I get good support on the coax. Then I just take tie wraps to the coax. coax. So my foot that I had surgery on about four times, it's talking to me, but I'll make it. Well, I'm showing 85 degrees and 65% humidity. The wind chill's 85 degrees. Can you believe that?
Well, I got 82 in the vehicle here. Of course, I'm moving down the road, but it's pretty much shielded from any direct, air blowing on it. So it's fairly accurate. But anyway, so that's like when I used to work at the John Finger dealership, and people would ask me, that place air conditioned, and I'd say, yeah. I said, it cooled down to 95 degrees yesterday.
Feeling my first 32 years was in an air conditioned place, and I'd have to work up to 55, 65 feet in the air. And I'm telling you, it was hot up there. Well, Dave, I think last night that the reason we got so much rain, I was looking at the radar, and it was pretty widespread, but it was all light green. But there was one yellow and orange cell that just sat right over the top of just east of Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham, and just rained and rained and rained for 2 hours. And finally it moved off over towards Spartanburg. But I think it's when, and I'm guessing, of course, Bray said there was a little bit of a cool front coming, and we were on the hot front side, and I think it met exactly right there and got married together, and it just didn't move. Wasn't any wind to speak of. It just pelted us with heavy rain. And an old Navy friend up in Missouri, a farmer, and he was asking how I was doing, and I've been inside now and cooled off a little bit, so I'm going to head back out. Been good talking to you this afternoon. Glad you had a nice practice. And Bernice is over here waiting on me, so I'll say 73s and have a good day, Dave. KP4CBA in 02.
You behave yourself out there. I'd offer to help you, but I'm picking up supper right now. So, anywho, but I'll talk to you later. 73s N0TR, KB4CBA Mobile.
Research and development out there right now, David. I appreciate it. And if I got to that point, I'd holler. My neighbor would probably give me a hand, too. But we don't need that yet. 73s, take care. KB4CBA N0TR. Clear.